KPBS On Demand is supported by Marichal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to kitchen remodels, room additions, and custom homes, Marichal Design and Remodeling can help homeowners design and build their dream homes. More at trustyourhometous.com.
Good morning. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, October 2nd. The city of San Diego is no longer going to court to try to force the county to aid vulnerable people. More on that next, but first, the headlines. In the wake of the federal government shutdown, a number of San Diego organizations have come together to help members of the military, their families, and others who depend on government-funded jobs. On Wednesday, a coalition called the Emergency Action Group said there is plenty of help available, from food to financial assistance. David Boone is president and CEO of the San Diego Military Advisory Council, or SDMAC, which is part of the coalition. He says they know life is made more stressful by the shutdown.
And we're concerned about military families and how they sustain themselves over the next period of time, whether it's a day or a month or whatever the duration is.
If you or someone you know needs assistance, you can go to sdmac.org. They have links to all other groups offering help. San Diego's ban on digital-only coupons started yesterday. The first in the nation grocery pricing transparency law originally passed in April. The ban aims to give equal access to shoppers who can easily use digital coupons and those who cannot. Stores are adapting to the city's ordinance in different ways. Some are doubling down by offering shoppers printed versions of digital discounts, while others are canceling the digital coupons that aren't printed. Both approaches follow the law. Game 3 and a chance at making history kicks off today for your Friar faithful. The Padres live to fight another day after winning Game 2 against the Chicago Cubs with a final score of 3-0. The best of three series is all tied up now at one game apiece. The odds are stacked against the Padres. Under the current MLB wildcard format, which started in 2022, no team has gone on to win the entire series after losing the first game. Petco Park is hosting another watch party today at Gallagher Square. Will history be made? We'll see. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
The city of San Diego is no longer going to court to try to force the county to aid vulnerable people. For the latest Why It Matters segment, Voice of San Diego reporter Lisa Halverstadt explains the controversial approach and concerns about the pause.
For the past 4 years, the city's had a program called Life-Saving Intervention for Treatment. It focuses on people who constantly need help from police and paramedics. They often have complex physical and mental health challenges. Until recently, the city's last-ditch move to save these people was to go to probate court. A city attorney would ask a judge for a conservatorship. Then the county could be forced to provide care. In 2022, council members increased the city budget to support this work. City lawyers successfully argued for 26 probate conservatorships the past 4 years. Before City Attorney Heather Ferbert took office last December, she supported this tactic. County officials did not. But Ferbert recently changed her mind. She said her office would pause conservatorship filings. Her team said budget and resource concerns spurred that decision. But current and former city officials who work with the LIFT program are concerned. They fear some people could die without legal intervention. They saw the filings as a way to help people whose lives are at risk, who also drain public safety resources. I'm Lisa Halverstadt for Voice of San Diego, and that's why it matters.
The Trump administration has revoked a grant of more than $1 million to fund a road safety project in East San Diego County. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says it's part of a national trend.
Campo Road, at one point in time, used to be the main road from San Diego to Campo.
I'm walking with Lisa Stewart on Campo Road. She's the president of the Casa de Oro Alliance, a nonprofit that advocates for the neighborhood. Campo Road is dotted with strip malls and drive-thrus. It's busy, fast, even chaotic.
So a pedestrian is constantly looking behind them to see who's coming, looking in front to see who's going to turn. Because a lot of time, the cars are trying to see the traffic, and they're not really paying attention to pedestrians.
Last year, San Diego County won a grant of $1.2 million to implement a road diet. For one block, they would reduce the lanes to one in each direction, add a median, bike lanes, and a temporary roundabout. But last month, the Trump administration sent the county a letter revoking the funds. The reason? The project was, quote, hostile to motor vehicles.
Disappointed, I think, is the politest thing that I can say. We could have learned a lot and proven that roundabouts and traffic calming actually does help make it safer for not only pedestrians, but for all drivers. Because the accidents that have taken place in Casa de Oro have been car accidents.
Really, this is just a brand new front for the whole culture war around road safety.
Corrigan Salerno is policy manager at Transportation for America, a think tank based in D.C. The Trump administration has revoked hundreds of road safety grants, saying its priority is widening roads to make room for more cars. But Salerno says wider roads lead to faster driving.
And it's very well documented both in research and also by basic physics. The faster a car goes when it hits somebody or something, the more energy is exchanged and the more likely people are to be killed or injured.
The county says it's still committed to finding alternative funding sources for road safety improvements. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
County supervisors Wednesday approved a proposed housing development in Harmony Grove near Escondido. North County reporter Alexander Wen says the supervisors added a condition that the HOA submit a biannual report on fire safety measures.
And Chair Lawson Rumor, that motion passes unanimously with all supervisors being present and voting aye.
There was some grumbling from the crowd after the vote. Some residents opposed the Harmony Grove Village South project because there's only one evacuation route. That was also a concern for the supervisors, who questioned staff and the developers on fire mitigation for the project. Here's Sports Chair Tara Lawson-Reamer questioning developer David Kovach.
Would you live in Harmony Grove South? That's my first question. And would you also live in Elfin Forest? I think specifically like where a lot of the concerns are coming from, and once this development goes up.
Yeah, without question, I would live in Harmony Grove Village South.
Supervisor Paloma Aguirre added a stipulation that the HOA give biannual reports to the county on fuel management to make sure they comply with the fire protection plan. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
For some people who suffer from depression, sometimes counseling and medication aren't enough. For some of those people, an answer can be found in brain stimulation. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge tells us about a treatment called TMS.
When Catherine Unetic was a little girl growing up in San Diego, she spent a lot of time crying, especially when she was in school.
There's this one art project in the first grade that I still remember where I broke down crying. We had to tear pieces of paper to make penguins, and I couldn't get the shapes to be like uniformed, and I hated it.
What she calls her crying fits continued, and she was prescribed medication for depression while still a child. Now an adult, she got pregnant and became a mom about a year ago. She says her postpartum depression was practically unbearable. She remembers get-togethers with other moms who'd given birth at about the same time.
And so they would be saying all these like things they were doing with their kids, and I was like, I can barely get up and out of bed to do anything with him. and I thought I was failing at it.
For people like Catherine, there's hope in something called TMS, which stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's one of a handful of treatments for patients who can't find relief in pills and counseling. UCSD psychiatry professor Corey Weissman says in TMS, they apply what he calls a coil to a person's scalp. It creates a magnetic field that enters the brain, stimulating neurons. Treatment takes place at a clinic, sometimes over the course of several weeks. He says they aren't quite sure why it works, but they know that it does. The treatment's response rate, where there's at least a 50% improvement, is seen in up to 60% of patients.
So most people get somewhat better, and then about a third of people get what we call remission, which is all the way better, so full resolution of their depression.
Unetic says wearing the coil was kind of like wearing a helmet.
And it produces like little shock waves. You can feel it and you can hear it. It's like a little zit, zit, zit.
TMS doesn't work for everybody, but it worked for Unetic.
So the first couple of days, I had like an intense amount of energy. But it was just amazing just to feel like happy and like elevated in mood.
TMS is one example of interventional brain medicine, fast-acting treatments for people who are treatment resistant. Another example for severe depression is what we used to call shock therapy, now called electroconvulsive therapy. It's been around for about 80 years, and it remains in use because it can be very effective. Weissman says UC San Diego is doing research to learn why stimulating some neural networks in the brain helps people with depression.
There's a lot of imaging studies, and we're doing a number of these studies at UCSD, trying to tease apart how individuals' brains at baseline are different than those who don't have depression or other conditions, and how the TMS changes how their brains are functioning afterwards.
UCSD is also involved in clinical trials to find out if TMS can cure bipolar disorder or anorexia. Lincoln Fish is the CEO of a company called Neurabella that provides interventional medicine like TMS. He says one of his success stories came from treating a retired Marine colonel called Ben who suffered depression and PTSD. Fish says treating Ben's depression made him a different person.
All of a sudden, and this is from a military guy, has trouble swearing. He said he didn't realize it, but he's so used to, you know, dropping F-bombs and things because he's a military guy and all that. And he said all of a sudden, he'd start to, and then he just like couldn't do it. And he like said something different.
For Catherine Unetic, treating her depression has allowed her to enjoy her one-year-old boy as he plays games and learns to take a few steps.
He's super cute. He smiles a lot. And he's always laughing. I adore him.
For all its advantages, TMS is not cheap. Unetic says she couldn't have done it if her insurance had not covered it. But, Weissman says, if you look at a cost-benefit analysis, it can be a lot cheaper than lingering in a depressed, disabled state for years or even decades. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
More than 100 elite women athletes from around the world were supposed to come to Oceanside at the end of this month for the first Sports Illustrated Women's Games. But reporter Jacob Ayer says last week, the games were suddenly postponed.
The SI Women's Games would have featured Olympic athletes and top-level professionals competing in sports like basketball, tennis, and volleyball over 6 days at Frontwave Arena. But that's been put on hold for the time being. Sports Illustrated editor-in-chief Steve Canella says one of the organizing challenges was bringing in international athletes who require U.S. visas.
As we got a little bit closer to opening night this fall, we were experiencing some scheduling difficulties and some logistical challenges in getting all of those athletes to Oceanside the way we needed to.
People who bought tickets can hold on to them and wait for the event to be rescheduled, or request a refund within 30 days from receiving the postponement notice. Canella says they have not yet committed to any new dates, but they hope to reschedule the SI Women's Games in the second half of 2026. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Kids can go to museums, aquariums, and other local attractions for free this month. More than 60 museums, aquariums, gardens, and historic sites are offering free admission to kids through the end of October. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria says it's an opportunity for local families to have fun and save money.
At a time when I know so many San Diegans are concerned about their wallets and their family budgets, this is one small way that we can support families to make sure that they can make ends meet and still be able to enjoy the very, very best of San Diego.
Participating attractions include the zoo, Legoland, the San Diego Botanic Garden, and whale watching tours. The brand new Navy SEAL Museum is also offering free admission to kids this month. That museum opens its doors on Saturday. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Pacific Arts Movement, inviting you to the 26th San Diego Asian Film Festival, November 6th to 15th, showcasing films from China, India, Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, and Vietnam. For tickets and information, go to sdaff.org.